This is KCUR 89.3. Criminal justice is one of the rare issues in Missouri politics where there is some agreement on both sides of the aisle. Even this month, Republican Governor Mike Parson signed a bill on the issue that was championed by a Liberty Democrat and a St. Louis County Republican. KCUR's Aviva Okeson-Haberman explains the gradual shift from tough on crime to smart on crime.
When Kenneth Wilson joined the Platte County Sheriff's Office about 3 decades ago, he wasn't thinking about the long-term implications of what it means to be in jail.
Didn't really know all the ins and outs of it. Bad guys go to jail. They eat bread and water for food, and you lock them up and throw away the key.
It didn't take long for Wilson to realize there was more to the story. He saw dads being put behind bars because they couldn't pay child support. The stay in jail cost them their jobs. And that made Wilson think there must be a better way to do this.
You know, as a conservative, and I'm a proud conservative, you can say no all day long, but saying no is not the answer. If I say no to something, I better well have a solution.
Wilson is retired from law enforcement and is now a state representative for Smithville. He was one of the 138 House members who voted for a bill that gets rid of mandatory minimums for some nonviolent offenses.
A lot of times we're not dealing with, you know, the crimes of the century. A lot of times we're dealing with people that make stupid mistakes.
That's Democratic Representative Mark Ellibrock. He co-sponsored the bill, which, along with the recent Missouri Supreme Court decision, ends the practice of people being locked up for unpaid jail debts. Nationally, the highest incarceration rates are in southern and midwestern states, where Republicans have a majority in state government. But Wilson says in the 7 years he's been in the House, he's seen a change in the willingness of Republicans to tackle criminal justice legislation.
That elephant in the room that really nobody wants to talk about. A lot of lawmakers will say they understand their district, they understand the makeup of their district, and being soft on crime is perceived as being weak.
Riots in Ferguson, lawlessness at Mizzou, murder rates climbing. Our next governor must make Missouri safe and strong.
As Attorney General, I'll fight crime in a way my opponent never will.
Those are two ads Missourians heard, one in 2016 from a Republican and the other in 2012 from a Democrat.
There were politicians who thought that, you know, tough on crime rhetoric was their pathway to getting in office or staying in office.
That's Mark Levin. He helped start this national conservative campaign called Right on Crime, which advocates for decreasing the prison population by changing how nonviolent crimes are classified and funding reentry programs. Since Levin started in this field more than a decade ago, he says he's seen more conservatives start to champion this issue. So what changed? Well, Right on Crime also emphasizes approaches to save states money. And that's Wilson's take, too.
Just the pure economics of it. You incarcerate somebody, it costs you money. And the longer they stay, the more the cost.
The growing cost of incarceration is hard to ignore for fiscal hawks. It's estimated the new Missouri law will save taxpayers about $6 million by 2023. Chesterfield Republican Representative Bruce DeGroote was the main sponsor of the bipartisan bill. He says it's not just about saving money.
I'm a fairly conservative representative, even by the standards in Jefferson City. But having said that, I think it truly is a human issue.
DeGroote says he was influenced by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch columnist Tony Messenger. His columns told the stories of poor defendants across the state who were struggling to pay thousands of dollars for their time spent in jail, often for minor crimes. DeGroote saw himself in the stories Messenger wrote.
My mom raised 3 kids, 25 years old, no job, no education, no family support. She didn't even know how to drive a car. Yeah, I know what it's like to be poor. I know what it's like to be on food stamps.
DeGroote says he wants to address civil asset forfeiture next session, and he's planning on working with Democrats. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.